Hello, hello, and welcome to the Fierce Life with me, your host, Conceita Thomas. I'm so excited for today's show because we're going to be talking about something that's a little bit out of the box. We're going to be talking about why falling off the healthy eating wagon every now and again is actually amazing for sustainable weight loss. It's not going to be the reason, or it's not going to be for the reason that you would imagine. So go ahead and just grab a beverage. Probably not going to need a pen and pencil for this one. Just grab a beverage, relax, jam out to the show tunes, then meet me on the other side of the music. Welcome to The Fierce Life, presented by Conceita Thomas. This podcast is designed to give you the food and fitness strategies, tools, and inspiration that you need to create sustainable results without making the process a second job. You will save the mental and emotional energy that's normally drained by this process, and instead use that energy to live your most fierce life. Hello, welcome back to the show. This is episode 124, where we're going to be diving into why it's actually beneficial for your sustainable weight loss journey every now and then to just fall completely off the healthy eating wagon. No, I'm not talking about a piece of candy here or a few extra chips there. I'm talking about losing your mind and eating in a way that you know is not in alignment with your goals, letting your inner rebellion kick in and go ahead and eat all the things. I'm not suggesting that you do this, but I'm saying that when this happens, this can actually be a gift for your sustainable weight loss. Now, in the short term, it's absolutely not going to be a gift. You're probably going to see the scale go up. It's going to freak you out. It's going to be likely several pounds. Don't fret. That's just water. You did not gain 7 pounds overnight. However, in the long term, this can be really beneficial for you. And I'm going to tell you why. You're not going to believe me at first, but the deeper we get into this conversation, I believe you're going to see the light. By the time we're done, you're going to be like, yeah, maybe she's right. You struggle to eat healthy because you don't really want to. Stay with me here. You want the results, but you don't love the process. If you could get a flat stomach, Michelle Obama arms, your pants could fit, and you can do that eating whatever your heart's desire, that's probably what you would do. You want to feel accomplished. You want to feel like you're moving the needle, like you're getting results, like your sacrifices are worth it. But that requires putting in work for months on end before you feel that way. Why? Because you're focused on the results. You don't really want to eat healthy. You want the benefits of eating healthy. Don't click off. Stay with me here. This is why. This is the real reason why you don't stick to your eating intentions and don't get results that last. This is why when you find yourself at Torchy's Tacos, you're five tacos in before you think about your goals. This is why when your husband brings home food from out and you didn't expect it and you were planning to have a nice healthy dinner, why you just go ahead and eat that. This is why when you go out with girlfriends and they're like, come on, just one more drink. Let's get around to appetizers. This is why you do it. Because really, we want the result of healthy eating. We don't necessarily want to eat healthy at first. Here's where it gets interesting though. If you've stuck to a relatively healthy approach for at least a few weeks, that starts to change. It may not change mentally yet, but it starts to change. Because here's what happens. When you're eating mostly grilled, baked, and roasted meats, when you're eating tons of produce, when you're eating a moderate amount of starch, when you are not over-consuming fatty dishes, you start to feel better physically, even if mentally you're still having a ton of FOMO and you want all of the old stuff that you used to eat, or you want to not have to think about whether or not your planned meal has protein and veggies and whether or not that's too much starch and whether or not you should really get it fried or grilled. Mentally, you may still be in that space, but physically, Things start to change with every single healthy meal that you eat in succession. What your body craves starts to change because your body craves what you give it, and you give it what it craves. So what happens here is the reason why, after you've at least gotten a few weeks into consistently eating in a relatively healthy manner, your portions are reasonable, you're eating proteins, you're eating produce. What happens is, if you have that lose your mind moment, you walk in from work and you eat everything that's not nailed down in the pantry, or you go out to eat and you order a salad, but I mean, you happen to notice that it has bacon and walnuts and cranberries and blue cheese and a full fat dressing, but you're like, it's salad, and you eat it anyway. When you do things like that, here's what's going to happen. You are going to feel absolutely miserable, even if you intentionally made that choice because you had FOMO and you were just looking forward to the flavors. When you eat it, after several weeks of relatively healthy eating, it's not going to feel good. And I love that for you. I know that sounds crazy that I'm saying I love that for you, but let me tell you why I love that for you. Hey, friend, real quick, if you've ever wished that you could lose 3 to 10 pounds in 1 month while sidestepping the hunger and cravings that usually come along with eating for weight loss and also gaining knowledge and practice to create the eating foundation that you need in order to lose 30 plus pounds and keep it off this year through busy seasons, vacations, and holidays, then I've got something for you. Head over to ConceitaThomas.com/foundation. Add your name to the wait list for Figure Friendly Eating Foundation, which is my newest 4-week group coaching program. Listen, I created this program because I talk to women every week who tell me that they wish that they could just be normal around food and still lose weight and keep it off. Many of them, maybe like you, have dabbled in advanced dieting strategies. You know the stuff, carb cycling, macro counting, intermittent fasting, all of it. But they don't have the handle on the basics that they really need in order to get the weight to come off and to be able to navigate all of life's busy seasons. And this program is my answer to that desire for those women. So if you are one of them, again, head over to ConceitaThomas.com/foundation, add your name to the wait list. When you do, you will get a chance to win free enrollment the next time enrollment opens. Immediately, you'll get a mini nutrition lesson that you can start to use right away. And you'll get exclusive bonuses and first dibs on the limited spots when the program opens. Again, head over to ConceitaThomas.com/foundation. It may be the first time that you really feel what the food that you've been eating, maybe for years, is doing to your body. What I mean is that many of us don't know how bad we feel on a normal day-to-day basis until we feel good. We think it's normal to wake up and not to really have energy. We think it's normal to have a heavy feeling. We think it's normal to feel like we have a ton of bricks in our belly. We think it's normal to have no energy past 2 p.m. and need either a coffee or a candy bar or something to keep us going. We think all of that is normal. We think it's normal to lose our words mid-sentence. We think all of that is normal, and we blame it on age. We say, oh, it's just the aging process, not realizing that no, it is just the trashing your body process. And so what happens is when we start to eat relatively healthy and we do that day after day for a couple of weeks, a lot of that stuff starts to disappear. We have a meal and we don't feel like we have a ton of bricks in our belly. We wake up in the morning and we feel like getting up. 2 o'clock comes and goes and we realize we still have energy to keep going throughout the day and we didn't need a coffee or a candy bar or something like that to get us through. And that's when we start to realize that something is different. And for many of us, this may go on for months before we actually connect the dots and realize that the way we were eating was making us feel bad. And we felt bad for so long that we thought feeling bad was normal. So then we start to feel good. But we still have FOMO because remember, I said we don't really want to eat healthy. We want the benefits of eating healthy. So eventually, either the FOMO or the lack of willingness to go the extra mile to make sure we have the food that we need that's in alignment with our goals and in alignment with how we've been feeling. Eventually, that catches up with us. We lose our minds, we fall off the wagon, and we feel miserable. I said, I love that for you. Why does that, why do I love that for you? Because that feeling miserable, is exactly what we need. That feeling helps us realize that the process itself, the eating healthy, the drinking water, the minimizing how much fried food we have, the keeping sugar in moderation, that is when we start to realize that all the things that we were doing as a means to an end, the end of looking how we want to look, is actually the gift. The process is the gift. The process is the reward. And for once, the process is really what we want to do because we don't want to feel as miserable as we felt when we completely fell off the wagon. When this happens, willpower and discipline are needed much less because what you want to do and what you need to do for the results are finally the same thing. And that is when things get really fun and the simple work of eating for weight loss starts to feel relatively easy. Easy from the standpoint of it's what you want to do. It still takes a lot of work, especially in our modern day society. I don't expect you to take my word for it. I'm going to read to you what two of my clients have said. One client was working with me in Figure Friendly Eating Foundation, and she had one of those moments. She says, okay, I had my protein shake for breakfast and I had pizza for lunch. Not good portions. It was pizza day at, I'm not saying where she was to maintain her privacy. I didn't pack my lunch. However, I surely will tomorrow for, again, I'm omitting the event to protect her privacy. She says, I'm crashing hard after that carb heavy lunch. Ugh, makes you not want to do it again. And what I said to her is, I love this for you. Having the full experience is the ultimate compliance tool. As you mentioned, next time it will be easy to just have one slice or skip lunch altogether if you find yourself in that situation, because you will associate an abundance of pizza with the afternoon crash much better than because I can't have it because I want to lose weight. And she said, agreed. Another note from another client. This client is a one-on-one client working together in the Get It Off, Keep It Off one-on-one coaching program. And so she was out to dinner, and the example I gave, she ordered the salad, but she did not, ask for different things on the side. She just took it as it was because she was exhausted and not really being mindful in the moment. And so she said, so I was thinking I just blew it with that meal, and we addressed that. There's no such thing as blowing it. But she said, it felt like there was too much stuff on that salad, if you know what I mean. The salad probably would have been more satisfying without all the extra for me personally, because I felt nasty afterwards instead of just satisfied. And I can go on and on reading notes from check-ins from clients who have had this experience where they fell off the wagon and they've come to me like, oh my gosh, I fell off the wagon. I know this is horrible. And I'm like, you know what? It's not. I love this for you because the way that you're describing feeling is not positive. And now you can finally make a different choice without relying on willpower, without having to tap into your why and remember that there's something that you're working toward that you will not see for months and months on end for many of my clients because they have over 30 pounds to lose. They're not going to get there in 2 weeks. However, when they connect eating in that way to feeling miserable, feeling stuffed, having afternoon crashes, they don't want to eat that way. And it's a lot easier for them to stick with the figure-friendly eating way that we have been doing and that I've taught them. And by the way, figure-friendly eating is not the same as clean eating. It's no fried anything ever, no cheese. It's not that. My clients have plenty of room for indulgences. They eat cheese, they eat chips, they actually do eat pizza, all the things, but It's just about knowing how to balance those things with other things so that you can have just enough, as my client said, to be satisfied, but not feeling stuffed and nasty afterwards. And that's what I teach them. So now you know why I think falling off the healthy eating wagon and falling hard can be one of the best things that can happen to your sustainable weight loss journey, because finally, the process, eating healthy in and of itself, is the gift and the reward. And it's not something that you're having to force yourself to do with hopes of receiving a payoff somewhere far, far in the future when your favorite jeans finally fit and the number that you've been wanting to see on the scale is there. So that said, as we always say around here, once you've learned something, you need to do something. So my fierce follow-through for you, should you choose to accept this week, is to just think about a time that you fell off the wagon and you fell off hard with your healthy eating. And if you could remember, I want you to really just close your eyes and try and feel into how you felt after the meal, not how you felt before when you were bargaining with yourself and talking yourself into having it because you had eaten so well and how you just really deserved it and how you want to treat yourself. No, I want you to think of how you felt after. Did it really feel like a treat? Did you feel like your most energetic, vibrant self after? Or did you feel like you had been run over by a Mack truck? And can you see yourself leveraging that feeling to get excited about eating in alignment with your goals so that finally the process can feel like the gift and reward for you? When you think about that, answer that question, and bonus points if you tell me your answer. You know, I've been encouraging you to just DM me over on Instagram. I'm Conceita Thomas over there. I have a link to my Instagram in the show notes in the show description. Let me know. Also, if you've listened this long, then I would really appreciate it if you got value from this to go ahead and leave a 5-star rating, bonus points. If you also leave a review on whatever podcast platform you are listening to this episode. And if you've left a review before, you can still leave another one. You can review the episode itself. You don't just have to review the podcast overall. And then finally, sharing is caring. So if you would be so kind as to just screenshot this podcast and share it in your Instagram or Facebook stories, bonus points for tagging me to let me know that you're listening. But if you're not quite ready to go public with our relationship, I understand. Go ahead and just text the link to this episode to a friend who you think would benefit from this information the same way you have. That's all I have this time, fierce friend. Until next time, stay fierce.